Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Portal: The Art of Choosing, Orgasmic, Pain-Free, Blissful Birth by Yolande Norris Clark, is a nonfiction book focused on pregnancy, childbirth, and birth philosophy. It presents birth as a physiological and potentially pleasurable experience rather than an inherently painful or purely medical event. Drawing on the author's work as a holistic birth consultant and her lived experience with home birth, the book promotes bodily autonomy, trust in natural processes, and the possibility of peaceful, empowered labor. Its purpose is both practical and ideological to help readers reconsider fear-based assumptions about childbirth and to explore conditions that may support a more relaxed, pain-free, and emotionally integrated birth experience. The book belongs to the broader field of holistic birth and free birth writing, but it stands out for centering orgasmic birth as a serious subject of inquiry rather than a taboo or marginal idea. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing childbirth as a physiological and pleasurable process. This perspective also helps explain why the book uses the term orgasmic birth. The term is not merely provocative. It signals that childbirth can include heightened sensation, release, and even pleasure under certain conditions. By doing so, the book broadens the language available for discussing labor and makes room for experiences that are often ignored or dismissed. In practical terms, this reframing encourages readers to question whether fear, tension, and over-medicalization are contributing to discomfort and whether calmer, more supportive conditions may allow the body to work differently. Secondly, bodily autonomy and the critique of medicalized birth culture. This theme has broader implications than labor alone. The book suggests that how a woman births can affect how she experiences herself as a person, mother, and decision maker. That gives the topic a psychological and cultural dimension, not just a medical one. By presenting birth as a site of autonomy or dependency, the book connects childbirth to larger questions about power, consent, and trust in the self. Readers who are drawn to this section are likely those evaluating birth options. But the argument also speaks to anyone interested in how institutional norms shape personal experience. The book's value here lies in making autonomy a concrete issue in birth preparation rather than an abstract ideal. Thirdly, hormones, surrender, and the conditions that support ease and labor. This topic is especially useful because it gives readers a concrete lens for understanding how a birth environment can shape experience. Lighting, noise, companionship, and perceived safety are not treated as minor details but as factors that may influence hormonal flow and comfort. The book's approach, therefore, supports preparation that is experiential rather than purely procedural. Instead of focusing only on checklists or interventions, it asks what conditions help the body relax enough for labor to progress naturally. Instead, that is one reason the book appeals to readers seeking a more integrated model of childbirth, where emotional preparation and physical process are deeply connected. Fourthly, home birth, free birth, and the practice of choosing a non-institutional setting at the same time. This topic carries an important caution. Choosing a non-institutional birth setting requires informed preparation and clear judgment about risk, support, and personal circumstances. The book's value is in presenting that choice as legitimate and philosophically coherent, not as a default assumption. For readers, this opens a discussion about how birthplace can influence the intensity and privacy of labor, and how confidence may grow when women are able to shape the environment around them. The home birth and free birth dimension also differentiates the book from mainstream pregnancy guides, which typically assume institutional care as the standard frame. Lastly, healing fear, birth trauma, and cultural shame around women's pleasure. This theme is important because it widens the book's audience and its purpose. It is not only about one ideal birth outcome, but about reshaping the emotional and cultural conditions that influence childbirth expectations by normalizing discussion of pleasure. The book pushes against the idea that women must separate birth from sexuality or suppress bodily sensation in order to be serious or respectable. That challenge may be uncomfortable for some readers, but it is also what makes the book distinctive. It offers an alternative framework in which healing, self-trust, and the possibility of joy are treated as legitimate birth goals rather than indulgent ones. In conclusion, this book is best suited for pregnant readers, birth workers, doulas, midwives, and anyone exploring holistic or non-traditional approaches to childbirth. It will also interest readers who have experienced birth trauma and want to rethink the emotional meaning of labor through the lens of autonomy and body-based healing. Its practical benefit lies in showing how fear, environment, and trust may shape the birth experience, while its intellectual benefit is in challenging assumptions that childbirth must be painful, passive, or institutionally controlled. Compared with standard pregnancy books, It is far more explicit in linking birth physiology with pleasure, surrender, and sovereignty. Compared with other natural birth titles, it is more provocative in its willingness to center orgasmic birth as a serious theme rather than a curiosity. That makes it stand out within the holistic birth category. It is not only a guide to alternative birth choices, but also a cultural argument about how women's bodies and experiences are understood. Readers open to questioning conventional birth narratives will find it especially distinct. If you would like to support Yolande Norris Clark, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.